For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back to the First Team. I'm Joe DeLeon, and joining me is my good friend and NFL draft analyst, Ryan Roberts. Today, we've got draft news. We have a trade. Ryan, we have a trade. It's March.
Your voice broke up a little bit there, man. I don't care, man.
I'm this juiced up. Well, look, this is free agency starts, and then this usually means it's the signal for draft trades could potentially happen, and we've got one that happened. The Minnesota Vikings have gone and acquired some additional draft capital. They go and get the Texans' 23rd overall pick. They also get pick 232. That's a very important pick, pick 232. Houston is getting in return nothing crazy. Pick 42, 188, and then a 2025 second rounder. Now, Ryan, this trade isn't really one of those ones where it's like, oh my God, look, they moved up to 23. It's about what they're trying to do.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't try to make another move to get rid of somebody to add maybe a little bit more capital. But the whole big key takeaway here is they're trying to move up. I feel like in the next week or month, they're probably going to be picking somewhere in the top 10, maybe even the top five after all this is done.
First and foremost, Joe, this is why I hate when people scream and get super upset over mock drafts before free agency, guys, because it changes so quickly. I mean, we're not even talking about just free agency in general. We're talking about a trade that has happened this early. And yes, we know what this means, right? Well, there's only one well, it's funny, Joe. Someone on Twitter this morning, because I had made a comment about trading up for a certain quarterback with the two firsts now for the Minnesota Vikings. And someone had said, like, no, you just stay at 11 and 23. You draft this player at 11, this player at 23. I'm like, guys, they didn't get the extra first round pick, the number 23 overall pick, a random ass number, right? Like a random ass pick to just sit there and take the two best players at 11 and 23. We know why this happens, right? We've saw what happened with the Los Angeles Rams a few years ago when they did this to go up and get Jared Goff, the Carson Wentz, and the Philadelphia Eagles. They were also a team that traded up to number two in that same draft to make sure that they got up into that top 10. They are moving up for quarterback, Minnesota. The question now is, first and foremost, is who's going to be the trade partner? I think the New England Patriots make a lot of sense at three, but that's another conversation for maybe a couple minutes here, right? But then the other part of it is too, Joe, is after we know who the trade partner is for the Minnesota Vikings to get into the top 10, who the heck are they trading up for? Do they want to make sure that they have the choice between two guys? Is there a guy that they definitely know is their number one guy on the board that they want to make sure that they secure after maybe the first or second quarterback off the board? Lots to figure out with what the Minnesota Vikings thought process is here. But regardless, I think we can all comfortably deduce this is a move to get a quarterback in the top 10.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So here's the one thing that makes the most sense to me with what you just said, and I'm grimacing at the thought of the follow-up to the second question they asked. The first part, from a lot of what we heard in Indianapolis, it sounds like the Patriots are viewing their roster rebuild as something that's going to take a little bit of time. They're a team that's going to want to get as many picks as possible. They have also been rumored, and it sounds like they could get it Justin Fields for a pretty cheap price.
Yes.
If they go up and they traded for Justin Fields, I would argue that this trade situation that enables the Vikings to trade up and move the Patriots out of their pick, the Patriots move out of where they're slotted at number three, they would then get additional capital where they wouldn't really lose anything to go and get Justin Fields. Probably don't even still have to spend a first round pick at all. Maybe it's that pick 23, and that would make the trade even easier. You get Justin Fields, you don't have to spend an early pick on a quarterback, and the Vikings go up and they go and get their guy. Now where this gets really gross and upsetting to me is that the one guy that has constantly been connected with the Minnesota Vikings has been J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
I have no problem. I've come to terms with the reality that J.J. McCarthy could end up being a top 10 pick. It's inevitable at this point.
You've accepted it. You've accepted the possibility.
Yes.
Yep.
If he is QB3, Ryan.
Yes.
And he goes over Drake May or Jaden Daniels, this is Zach Wilson all over again. This could not be any more like Zach Wilson. And I don't want that for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
I don't want these ridiculously high expectations for him. I would hope that if this trade up does happen, it does end up being for Drake May or for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, it would be for me, right? Like, if you're saying what guys, if you're getting the third quarterback off the board, who ideally is that? It would be either Drake May or Jaden Daniels, depending on how the board falls for me personally. But there's just something there, Joe. There's something there, right? Like, it's not just one single whisper. This is how we determine what is smokescreen to reality this time of year, is that when you hear it from one good source, all right, maybe they're getting smoke screened a little bit. But when you just start kind of hearing it constantly and hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, there's just a connection you start to build there. So something about J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota just feels like it's a thing, right? And we'll see if that becomes more legitimate as we move forward. Because again, we don't even know where the trade's going to necessarily happen. I think New England makes a lot of sense because of like what you said, you know, or the information that we're able to gain in Indianapolis, that I believe that New England knows that their offensive roster is still a far way away from being anywhere near competitive, and the wanting to add substantial pieces to that. And one big way to do that is to add draft capital. And I think that's what you're potentially going to see from New England as a potential trade back partner. And then you move it for the next couple picks too, Joe. Like, I mean, number four, you have the Arizona Cardinals, who have just kind of been that team that's like, that's where Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go, right? Like, pick four, Marvin Harrison Jr., easy one. What's to say Arizona doesn't trade back? What's to say that they aren't the team that makes that decision to trade back as well?
Because they seem like a very likely one because, like, they're a team that's similar to the Patriots in that vein of, like, hey, we need to pick up some capital because we're just trying to build this roster. They already have their quarterback, so it doesn't really hurt them to move back to 11.
Well, and I'll even give you another one as well, is that what in a situation, because again, if New England stays at three, there's a reasonable chance that maybe they could take the first offensive tackle off the board. Who's to say they can't, right? What if they go offensive tackle? What if Arizona does do the traditional thing and says, I'm just going to take the best player in the draft in their opinion, and that would be Marvin Harrison at that point, right? Like, if that's their decision. And then number five becomes very valuable because who picks number five? The Los Angeles Chargers, who are...
They're also a trade-back team.
The ultimate bargaining chip. They don't need a quarterback in this draft. They already have Justin Herbert in the building. So if you do see two non-quarterbacks in the top four picks, that means QB3 could still potentially be there at pick five or QB4. So you can have your pick between whether it's Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy or Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. Whoever you ultimately decide is the fourth best quarterback in this class, you have the option to make that selection there at pick five, potentially. So three, New England Patriots, four, Arizona Cardinals, five, Los Angeles Chargers. Those are the three easiest trade back partners in my opinion, because the other thing is that you could see non-quarterbacks go into all three of those teams, but then who picks at six? The New York Giants. And you want to make sure that you leverage and get yourselves in front of the New York Giants, because if one of those really good quarterbacks is on the board, I think that the Giants would definitely at least think about making that plunge.
Okay, so here is my final thought on this, and really tinfoil hat season with this thought. I think that we need to also prepare ourselves for somebody else to trade up before the Vikings do. I think that what's most important now is that the Vikings have waved their arms in the air and said, hey, everybody, we're trading up.
Right.
But yeah, we're about to trade up. So now all these other teams, and I think that like the New York Giants are a team that has been projected as maybe somebody being interested in a quarterback, that they would now feel pressured to move up and go and get a quarterback because they don't want to have to wait and see what happens at six. And then I would throw in maybe a team like the Raiders, a team like the Raiders that doesn't have the future of their quarterback situation figured out, that they might be aggressive, which, oh my God, why is the name of the new head coach of the Raiders?
Antonio Pierce. He's a Antonio former Pierce. Giant linebacker, you put.
Shut up. It's early here. Antonio Pierce, though, when he was at the Combine, spoke about wanting to be aggressive and figuring out like the quarterback position. And so I think that now there is an even more intriguing angle to all this, where somebody could still leapfrog the Vikings. The Vikings aren't for sure like, hey, they move up to four, they land in their spot. The Broncos, another team that needs a quarterback that's in that range. So there's a lot of craziness that could happen in the next month if the Vikings don't move quick.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that I don't think the Vikings are going to be necessarily just pointing at the Chargers, for instance, right, and being like, hey, we want to get up to five, because then you have the opportunity to get leapfrogged. I think that the conversation right now, if you are, because clearly Minnesota wants a quarterback. I mean, again, we have deduced that. That's an easy thing to figure out. They have to be in the conversation with the New England Patriots more than anyone right now. Because if you want to make sure that you don't get jumped, you got to get up to three. You have to get up to three. Because let's be honest, you're not going to get up to one unless Chicago is just befuddling us and actually going to stick with Justin Fields, which I just don't think is going to happen. I think they're going to take a quarterback at one. Quarterback two, I'm just calling them the Redskins. The Commanders are going to take a quarterback at two. Number three is the spot that if you're the Minnesota Vikings, that is the only person I'm talking to right now. New England, what's it going to take to get up to number three to make sure the Giants, the Raiders, or any other miscellaneous team can come up and leapfrog me in those situations? So yes, you're not starting by talking to five, talking even to four. You're talking to three to make sure that you get up and get your guy potentially. And there's no ramifications down the stretch or any threat of a team jumping you for the guy that you want.
Let's see what happens, folks. There could be a lot of craziness that is started by just this singular move. There could be a lot of teams that try to make some aggressive moves in order to get up into that top four or even top three. At Joe DeLeon, at Rising Draft, hit that subscribe button. Thanks for tuning in and joining us to react to the news. We'll be back next week with more, or later on this week, depending on when you're tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your week, folks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.